Davis. ProFlowRadio.com.
Go! ShockwaveSoundsFlowRadio.com. Internet Inferno. On demand and live. Pro in audio.
You go!
Hit it with FoFo Flow.
The internet's audible hotspot.
Yeah!
You are now tuned into the ProFlow for Show. Internationally syndicated. Act like you know. With your host, Mr. Mad Max. Pro Flow for Show. www.maxi.com.
Pro Flow for Show. Wireless phone interview feature presentation.
Pro Flow for Show. Pro Flow for Show. Pro Flow for Show.
Check this out.
All right. So yesterday we got a beautiful interview coming up here with your boy Louis Rankin, a.k.a. Ox, the original Don Dot out of Jamaica. Man, the man was on Belly. One of the most iconic characters you've ever seen on TV. I'm sorry, on the movies, as well as Shotas. So, if you don't mind, can you introduce yourself to the audience any way you would like to?
When it comes to the original Don Dot and my boy Max, don't you ever bring this care business to it. I am the original Jamaican Don Dot, a lower rank in the Ox.
That's so classic, man. When I heard I had this opportunity to speak with you, I was pretty shocked and pretty appreciative about it. So I want to go ahead and get started, man. Where can they find you online at? What's the best places they can find you online?
Just go to Louis Rankin, LouisRankin. Go to that and they'll find me, man. Google that name and it's millions of things they'll see about me, heard about me, and look at about me. So does Instagram. People could follow me on Instagram through that same name. You know, under that Louis Rankin is that Ox, Louis Ox Rankin, a.k.a. Teddy Bruckshot. But to find me, you have to Google Louis Rankin or Instagram Louis Rankin.
All right. So we're going to get into a little bit about Belly, a little bit about Shotas later. We're going to talk about your new singles later. But I want to start with, I was unaware that you were an artist, actually. I just thought you was like just a movie star. But, You know, the song Typewriter back in the 90s, man. Can you tell me, like, how you know what that name, right? What it means?
Well, typewriter is something that created from Jamaica. That is, back in the days, it was a lot of rivals going on. I'm from a place called Rockford, Kingston, Jamaica, very rough place. And soldiers used to run up in there and war with people, like in the hill. We call it Warrica Hill up in Rockford, where, you know, all kinds, you know, people never have too many weapons, you know, it's just few people have weapons, but people used to fight because of when it's election time. It's like get crazy back in the day, that's in the 80s, early 80s and the 70s. So what happened now, a helicopter came over the hill, which was a bunch of soldiers and police, and there was a gun up in the hill where they didn't know about that gun actually was firing like bang, 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 bang. So, you know, I create that name because I didn't even know a gun could sound like that when I heard that thing up here in the hill. So I called the gun the typewriter and I just made a sound out of it. And actually, that song won the Grammy too, you know, man. That song was one of the biggest dancehall songs in the 90s, eh?
Yeah.
Actually, I did that song in America like years after that happened. I was just sitting down thinking about what happened, and I actually wrote the song, you know, after I remember that, because I was real young when that happened. So I just actually wrote the song, man, and then, you know what I mean? It was very big, man. That song was very big. Yeah.
All right. So how did you get hooked up with the role for Belly?
Actually, Ike Williams came and look for me for that. Actually, they came looking for me. They found me because I think Ike Williams actually wrote that role actually for me to play that role because he knew me. He knew how I am, and I think he see that type of role in me because it, actually Billy was like, I played like a black Scarface in it. That's what it is like, you know, and I think he see that in me. There's, you know, I know Hype and Hype see me, you know, how I do my videos, how I'm in the streets of Brooklyn and how I go, and he look at me and he likes my voice and he likes everything about me. So I think he chooses me. I never actually go to any casting or nothing. They actually came and found me and cast me for that.
Watch some of your other interviews, and I've seen that I got to a situation to where you almost missed, like, basically the filming of it because of getting locked up and losing some documents for traveling, man. You know, with it working out, how did you feel about that whole situation?
Well, you know, stuff happens, man, you know what I mean? But, you know, you have to just look at timing. Everybody have their time where, you know, difficulty go reach you in many different type of ways. It's just you have to overcome it. Me personally, I overcome everything, and I overcome any problems I have. So I wouldn't even worry about no problems that comes to me because I know how to face tribulation. I know how to fight tribulation. That's what it is, man. You can't watch that. You just have to punch it. You just have to come back and fight again. It's like, this is a game, man. It's like, life is a gamble and it's a game. So it's like, back in the days, Muhammad Ali, he fights, you know, get knocked out, but he comes back and then punch again and then he wins, you know what I mean? That's how it goes.
Got that right, man. So, you know, you was working with some big names, man. You know, DMX, Nas, T-Boz. Hype Williams, that was crazy. What was it like working with DMX?
Well, it was fun, man. DMX was fun. Only thing I didn't like what DMX did when we were shooting Belly, he stole my bag of weed, that big bag, man. He took all that old bowl.
No.
I called DMX on the phone. I called him on the phone. I said, yo, X, where is that bowl? He said, I got it, but I left you the ones on the road, you know?
Nah. That's crazy how that worked, man.
It was fun, man. It was fun. Man, it was so much fun, man. Yeah.
Now, Nas is a pretty sophisticated kind of dude. What was it like working with him?
I work with Nas a lot. I just not too long work with Nas. Me, Nas, and DJ Khaled in the Bahamas. We did a video called Nas Album Done. If you look at that video, I'm big in that video with DJ Khaled and Nas. I was like one of the main stars in that video.
That's what's up. So is that song gonna be on your album?
No. That song is released on Nas' album. It's already out, but Khaled produces that one, man.
We had another one produced with DJ Khaled called Know What You're Saying. Is that your new single?
No, that's my album. That's one of the single that's coming out of my album right now. That's actually almost done. We already done 16 songs on this album. It's called Return of the Dandada, eh? So that song right there is coming from that album.
That's what's up. That's cool, bro. So which one of those movies out of Shatta's or Belly, which one you have the most fun putting together?
Belly.
What's the difference? What made Belly so much fun?
Because Belly is very powerful. Belly is a high budget movie, and Belly was more authentic. Belly have more, like, what you talk about, legendary rappers in it. You got Belly. Belly's all the way. And then the movie is good from the beginning to the end. You know, yes, I give it to Shatta's because Shatta's is one of the craziest street cult movie you got out there. But you have to look at the type of quality and the type of values and where, because Belly made more money than Shatta's could ever make. So I have to give it to Belly, man.
Oh, yeah, that's a no-brainer right there, man.
Yeah.
You're rolling Belly, man.
It's
amazing how you play that role. You were so official, so authentic.
Yeah. I put my heart out in it because that was my dream. It was my dream to get to Hollywood, and I got there. So I said, yeah, I'm going to show the world what I could do.
Yeah, it was like the character was so vicious, but he was so cool. He was so confident. You know what I'm saying? He's like an OG uncle, you know what I'm saying? You respect him, but you don't mess with him, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah. I am the original Jerry Kandandara.
So how does it make you feel when you know that you had like one of the most iconic villain roles ever?
Man, you know, man, it's like, it give me cold chills sometimes. But I got over it, though. I got over it. Because, man, when I looked at it, man, I got cold chills. Is that really me, man? So I'm like, you know what I mean? I'm the king. I'm like the king. And it's the world seeing this, billions of people, man. So it's like, you know, man, it's a good, it's a blessing. I got to say it's a blessing, man.
Yeah, it is, it is. I would say the only part about that that we don't like is just how he lost his life at the end, you know what I'm saying? But he went out like a G, though, regardless, you know?
Yeah, well, that's how it is, especially with Hollywood, man. They don't want to see the tough, the Don live. They have to come and create it, because it was another way they wanted to get me killed, like blow me the fuck up. Excuse my language. Like, blow me up. Blew me up, but what I did, I chose the girl because I figured more or less it would look good if a girl killed me, because remember, we all came into this world by a woman. So if a woman take this gangsta out, it's all good with me. So I just accept it.
Yeah, I feel that. That's real. That's real, man. So I've seen some interviews, and people always seem to want to, you know, get your opinion about other people out here in the world. And then they take your statements and just turn them around and pull their own thought process out of it. And it don't really match what you're trying to say, man. How do you feel about, like, being misinterpreted, you know, in your interviews?
Well, yeah, well, a lot of people, you know, sometimes people don't understand culture because, you see, sometimes that's why as a Jamaican, to be honest with you, even if you look at Belly, there is no subscript like writing on the screen when I talk, because I talk so calm and easy, people have to just listen and you will understand me, especially me clearly, because I know you're understanding me right now. And I'm a Jamaican, I'm speaking proper, calm and cool, so you can understand me. So there's a lot of people do interviews, they're too much eager in themselves, like trying to get people to listen to them and not focusing that is the star they're interviewing, so they have to listen to the star. Well, no matter if he's French, African, he's from England or whatever, accent, Puerto Rico, whatever. You have to focus, not into yourself too much, like just like me and you on this thing, doing this interview right now. I hear every word you said, and you hear every word I said, because you never asked me what I said twice.
You got that right, man. I thought that might be an issue, but, you know, your voice is, like, real smooth and clear, and you pronounce your words very, very clearly, man. So it's not a problem for me at all.
Yeah, well, remember, I grew up in the streets of New York. When I leave Jamaica, man, it's all New York City, son. So I know how to throw it, son.
Yeah, for sure. For sure, man. All right, so, you know, with the new album, do you have, like, a release date?
Yeah, I'm trying to get this out by the ending of this last quarter, probably in September, the end of September sometime. I haven't set the exact date yet, but it will be advertised. It will be known. I'm going to let you know that, too, so you can blast it out for me, too.
Oh, for sure. For sure. Can you give a description of what it's going to sound like, the entire album?
Oh, yeah, man. I got one song on it called Big Talker. It's like this. It's like a girl song. It says, no big talker, no girl abuser. Muggle in the one, but she no want a muggler. All she want is a romantic lover. Romantic, bombastic, big and bold. Put her in the bed and then you take control. Woman don't want no man to come abuse them soul. She says, no big talker, no girl abuser. Muggle in the one, but she no want no muggler. No how to love her. No how to kiss her. No outer caress, but the dandada said, don't you eat her.
Hey. Explosive. Yeah, I can feel the rhythm in that and the harmony already, so I'm sound like, my man.
Oh, it's a banger. It's going to be a banger, man. Yeah.
Oh, I can already tell. The song I heard already, yeah, that's dope. I wanted to ask you, we just got off the subject of the interview. What advice would you give to the people that interview you from now on?
Just ask me questions of reality. Ask me questions where I started, where I come from. Ask me questions how I choose this, how I get so lucky to be so successful. Ask me proper question how I feel about helping people. Ask me question if I do charities. Ask me some proper things, man.
I understand that, man. I know you do.
And not only that, before a lot of people that do interviews, sometimes they need to just research me. Just Google Louis Rankin, man. And if you Google Louis Rankin, my whole history is out there on the social media, man. They got everything about me. I'm talking about stuff that from now till next year about me, man. You know what I mean? So.
Yeah, that's what I did. As soon as I heard I got the interview, that's the first thing I did. Go check you out, because I ain't want to disappoint you. Like, the only thing I do want to ask you about, like, the world around you, the reality, you know, it's a lot going on in the United States right now. It's a lot going on in Jamaica, too. You know, politics is crazy. Politics, but, you know, it's a lot of stuff, a lot of divide. Like, a lot of people are divided.
Segregation.
What advice?
Segregation.
Yeah, segregation.
A lot of segregation, man. Like, people are saying, it's not the people's fault, to be honest with you. And I'm proud to even say it, because it's nothing that I'm trying to hide. It's the government. It's the government causes these crises in the islands, most of these islands anyway, especially Jamaica. You understand? They got two colors there. They got just like, you know, they got this blood up here and they got this Crip in Jamaica. There is JLP and PNP. Now, PNP government represent the color red and black. The JLP represent the color white and green. White and green is the color that we are Dudus and them side is. Dudus is like the one that they came on of the general they came and got in Jamaica from the Shower Posse. He's from the green and white. Then you got this other side with other like ball bites with the bigger the red. So when the politics come now, the green wants to win, so the green will go rival, and the red wants to win, they both go at each other. Then the government giving each side money to deal with this violence in the street. And at the same time, they have their government, like police and stuff, still coming in and killing all these youth. It's crazy, man. It's like crazy.
You got any advice to the people who are being segregated and how they can possibly overcome it?
Yeah, first they have to learn to start forget the war. Let's take the finger off the trigger and start forget about the war. Then after that, start communicate with each other. Then you call that unity. Then you get a thing called united. Then when you united like that, we stand. But right now, we all falling if that's going to happen, because it's divided. Everybody divide. So that's why you fall. It's segregation. So close up the segregation, and united we stand. Divided we going to fall. So we need to unite, man. And that's the bottom line of it. You have to unite. For all this war and the garbage cut out, man.
Classic advice, man. So, what's like the hardest thing you've had to overcome, you know, in your life?
Well, I've been through some serious things, you know what I mean? I've been through, you know, in Texas, I got hold by the feds, you know, and it was very rough for me back in the the late 80s, and I had to fight that to overcome it, which I did, you know what I mean? So that was one of my hard trial and tribulation and test in my life, because those times I was doing good in dancehall, and, you know, all of a sudden I got stopped by those bad boys, and they hold on to me, and I had to fight hard to overcome it, which God made me overcome it, you know what I mean? So that was one of my hard tests in life.
Yeah, man, I can imagine. Coming from where you came from to getting to where you at, the dream comes true, you know, to some people, that's the dream.
Yeah, man.
All right, so, you know, we pretty much covered everything, man. You think I missed anything? Anything you want to say to your audience, your fans?
Nah, man, I just want to just big up all my fans, man, that's loving me all these years, and big up people like you, man, that support me and help keeping me out there, my name, I respect that. I want to respect all the people in America, respect all the African Americans, man, respect all the white folks, respect everybody, because people, you know, of all nations support me, and I love y'all, I respect y'all for that, and I'll keep working and try to entertain y'all the best I can until the good Lord call me, eh?
Most definitely, man. My last question for you, real simple, just for the fans to get an insight of how you live your life. When you sit down to eat a good meal, what's your favorite meal?
Oh, I love Jamaican food, man. My favorite meal is the red snapper fish with the rice and peas, man.
I'm going to have to try that combination, man. I appreciate it.
Ah, it's good. It's a lot of stuff I love.
Well, cool, man. This has been a pleasure, man. It's one of my highlights. I wish all the best for you. You know, you can always get in contact with us to get a follow-up.
The original Jamaican that I put up a frequency. And the boy couldn't take that down back. Enough guy come this and attack. I want to know. The original Jamaican. Why you better know what you're saying? Know who you're dissing? Watch what you're talking. The dandada with a gun is coming. So man, you better know what you're saying. Know who you're dissing? Watch what you're talking. The dandada with a gun is coming. Said I was riding through the ghetto with a 45 in my hand. And anything test my God, I tell you, 6 foot under the sun. So boy, you better know what you're saying. Know who you're dissing. Watch what you're talking. The dandada with a gun